A video gamer's delight, PAX East 2013, now underway at the Boston Convention Center in the city's Seaport District. On hand as the doors open for the three-day expo, Monty Sharma, who is managing director of MassDigi, the Massachusetts Digital Games Institute.
This is an immense event, the largest event of its kind. You get everybody here, from people who play video games to people who play tabletop stuff, rolling dice. You've got people in costume. It's just a huge event for the local development community. We've got 40 Massachusetts companies here that are showing various games and game products, so it's a big deal.
Sharma says the biggest growth area in games right now is in mobile. He says one of the hottest games is put out by a local developer called Pwn, a game that resembles fake hacking. Sharma acknowledges that the past year has been a rough one for the video game industry.
You know, there's studios closing, but we're also seeing a significant shift to these smaller indie studios. And sort of the cycle in games is you get small studios who do really creative things. A few of them grow to be fairly large. A lot of them get bought, and you end up with sort of some consolidation in the sector, and then things change. So right now, we're hoping the second half of 2012 shows the rise of the indies.
Some of the hot indies right now, according to Sharma.
82 apps, the guys who do Pwn, Dejavan, who's leading on Valve, they're a hot company. We've got Hitpoint Studios in Western Mass, who have a number of really good titles. So there's a bunch of them. Tap Lab actually just launched their new location game, and they're going really well, too.
More than 70,000 visitors are expected at PAX East 2013, which runs through Sunday. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.